her soulful vocals, intricate guitar melodies, and dynamic banjo playing. She was accompanied by Trent Freeman on fiddle and backup vocals.
For having me. It's truly an honor to come up to the Yukon and get to play at this festival. I've been hearing so many amazing things about it for years, and I just love visiting the Yukon. And so it's very special to come up here. This is called Wild Heart.
This one.
city with its strangers and sounds and the need to feel pretty. But why did we drift so apart? Why do I have such a wild heart in me now? In me now. In me now. Oh, in me now. This next song I wrote, it's kind of more, I wrote it for a honky-tonk back in Vancouver, and I was just thinking about all the different kind of ways going through life and going through relationships and thinking of all these love songs, and I was like, I need to write a love song that feels more relevant to where I'm at in this in this stage right now. And so here it is. That slow romance in you. before the pandemic, I wasn't pursuing music full time. And then kind of in 2020, in the spring, in the start of the year, I was like, I'm going to do it. And that was not great timing to to decide that. So it was kind of a bumpy road getting into music, like the music scene professionally after, like in 2021 and 2022. And so I kind of hopped around a lot, and I spent some time in the scene in Vancouver where Trent lives, which is really awesome. And then I met my friend Madeline Roger, who plays in the Fretless, who Trent also collaborates with a lot. And we just had this really awesome slumber party at a festival. And she lives in Winnipeg, and she brought me out there for a gig and brought me on the radio and to this like house party in someone's recording studio and like all these things in over the course of a weekend last winter. It's like, oh my gosh, this is pretty fun here. So I went and stayed there for a chunk of time, and I really love the music scene there, which is unexpected because from, I think, growing up in BC, people don't really think about the prairies as much, or at least that wasn't kind of in my zone as much. But I had like felt really welcomed there and had an incredible time in Winnipeg, and wrote this song because it had been a bit of a bumpy road like getting back into the scene during COVID, and there's just this incredible vibrant community that I felt really inspired by. So I wrote this song during that time. It's called Friendship and Longing.
I've been thinking about how long it took me to get here. I'm tired, so tired still. But I'm still in awe about friendship and longing. Still running up and down those hills. dancing in my California truck stop, laughing under the moth light, so easy, my friend. Back to the basics of sea salt and pepper.
Next song I'm going to play, well, there's a bit of a backstory to it. I was in university when COVID hit, and I was at Quest in Squamish, and I loved it. I was having a great time, just frolicking in the forest and taking classes I really liked. But I had kind of, looking back, taken the safe route and not pursued music, which is a crazy concept because my university went bankrupt in my second year. So... the safe route didn't end up being the safe route at all. But one of my friends from first year who I kind of thought of as, he was really nice, but I just thought of him kind of as this rugby bro, because he was just always playing rugby and that was like his thing, and didn't know that he was into the arts at all. And then recently I got this email in October of this year, and I hadn't spoken to him since 2020. And he sent me these poems, and he's like, "I went through a breakup, and I want to send some songs to my partner who we just broke up. It's kind of like a farewell package." It's like, okay,
a severance package.
And he's like, "Would you turn my lyrics into songs?" I was like, no one has ever asked me to do that before. Like, I've never been asked that before. But I was like, why not? Like, that sounds like an interesting creative adventure. And it turns out he had transferred to UBC and was studying Greek literature and sent me these incredible poems. And I'm going to play one of the songs now, and it's called Dancing on My Own. And he's such an incredible poet. His name's Pedro Johnson, and he wrote the lyrics. I edited I cut a few words out, but he wrote all the lyrics, and then I turned it into this song that's also on my album. I'm no good at dancing on my own.
the questions never asked. Is there beauty in a dancer? Arms without a lover's grasp. The harmony of phrases now an unheard jackal's call. A response that to the ages says it's my nature after all. Don't judge my skills too harshly as I dance before your throne. Cause I'm no good at dancing on my own. And what I'm also scared of as I dance before your throne is I don't cover on my back, for the desert's still my home. Amidst the crossed and recrossed tracks, I hope you get to where you're going. Your scent is delicate, and your eyes are dark and clever. As you saw, standing on the rocks, I saw a path that could last forever. Skills too harshly as I dance before your throne. Cause I'm no good at dancing on my own. And what I'm also scared of as I dance before your throne is I don't wanna get too good at dancing on my own.
This is a song I wrote recently called Choices and Chances. And I'm just, since my university went bankrupt and then COVID hit at the same time, I was like, okay, maybe that's a moment to just kind of like recenter and decide like what parts of all the things I'm doing do I want to keep and what do I want to let go of. And it kind of just made me really think critically about a lot of things that I'm doing and why and what I want to be, where I want to be going. And I kind of wrote this song about that.
Something happened, simply just breathing. Giving the day an honest chance for living's the best joy and revenge. And all this clutter, well, it used to be money, and that money, it started us time. And I'm so tired of that dishwater way of holding a crime. So I'm taking my choices and chances, holding tight to the warm hands these days, and chasing chaos and harmony, and loving you along the way. Thank you.
Ella Korth performing at the Kluane Mountain Bluegrass Festival in June 2024. We would like to thank the Yukon Bluegrass Music Society for all their support. This show is brought to you by Junction Arts and Music. Our producer is Dieter Gade, script edits by Charlie Morgan, and I am Leonard Stanga. If you like today's show, you'll be delighted to find close to 200 other shows on junctionjam.ca. The Jam Live page features a diverse array of live performances by talented artists across various genres. Whether you prefer bluegrass, folk, or jazz, you're bound to discover something you resonate with. Bye for now.